memorable marine life sightings during your many dives down there that come to mind?
I think the Matridian they're very, very beautiful. They're an anemone that has a long, long neck, and they're bright, bright white. And because they're bright, bright white, they're easy to see. And they're pretty nice. I remember one time that was, aside from the Meridian, we were going across one of those channels, and I remember looking down into the white bottom of sand, and there were hundreds of fish. These were big fish, not little tiny schooling fish. These were, you know, probably 10-pound fish. I think we called them red cods. But they were all spaced evenly away from one another. It wasn't a school that was going this way. I mean, there was perfect set of distance between each one, in front, side to side. It was like they were a marching band. And that really, really impressed me. I didn't understand what would ever cause fish to do that, but I've always remembered that because it just never happened. And they were dead stopped. They weren't going anywhere. It was like they were sitting on the bottom and somebody told them. And that was pretty unbelievable to me.
Anything come to mind, Bill, of fish, sharks? Did you see sunfish, whales?
I saw sunfish. We always jumped in the water. There were sharks. There were always sharks when we jumped in the water. I never saw one once I was in the water. They were all blue sharks. And they just kind of scattered. Once you're under the water, I never saw one. In all my dives, I never saw one. Other people said that they saw them. I never saw one.
Of all the shark stories we heard, I only saw one shark swim by and ignore us on the decom line one day. And I think several other people, you know, had a similar experience. We never saw a whale underwater. In fact, I've never seen so many whales as we saw a couple of weeks ago, ever, anywhere, anytime in my life. But we saw very few, we saw whales, but very few out there, and nothing underwater. I think from a moving marine life perspective, the juvenile fish on the bottom, we hit a year which was much like this year, where they were all over the place, and they were in the way. They were in the way of the camera. They were in the way of the divers. They were in the way of doing anything, at least in a perceptual, you know, how you perceived it. So that was impressive. I had never seen that type of schooling of small juvenile fish except in the Red Sea, where, at least at the time, it was pretty pristine. It's changed now. And it's still there at Cordell Bank. So I remember the Matridiums that Tom talks about, because on several of the deeper, flatter dives, I think Crane's Point area was one of the areas where we found a large, you know, a large group of them. And the reason they were important, other than they were easy to see, is we'd encountered them many times in Monterey, you know, off Cannery Row in the deeper water of 60 feet and deeper out there. So we were familiar with them. I don't remember if we saw any sea pens, because we were not in muddy areas, and sea pens require the muddy areas, and Matridiums can be on the rocks. So. Mm-hmm.
I think one of the times, you're asking us for interesting things we saw, and I think also what was an interesting thing is what we didn't see. There were many dives where we would go out there and no fish. They seemed like they were gone. And then other times, like Bill said, they were just all over the place. You can't get them off your camera. And that's pretty interesting, too, to go down to a place that's so lush in life and all of a sudden there's no fish.